federal dollars meant to restore toxic areas like old factories, mines, and gas stations are now going to another longtime industry, meth. For the first time, the EPA's Brownfields program is covering the cleanup of former meth houses. And as Jessica Robinson reports, the inaugural sites are right here in the Northwest.
It's sometimes called third-hand exposure. Toxic residue from meth production and use can permeate drywall and carpet and linger on countertops and in ventilation systems. That's what the Coeur d'Alene Tribal Housing Authority discovered in some of its public housing. Heather Keene is a spokesperson for the North Idaho Tribe. It just received a $200,000 grant to gut six tribe-owned homes.
A number of them were just party homes, and the level of cleanup that will need to be done to get them back so that they are safe for people to inhabit was just more than the Tribal Housing Authority was financially prepared for.
The EPA also gave the Tacoma Housing Authority $600,000 to test and clean out some of its publicly owned family housing. This is the first time these grants have covered meth since Congress expanded the definition of brownfields in 2002 to include drug contamination. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.